This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where are they now? Catching up with former Bears players and staff each week to see where are they now.
Charles Tillman's one heck of a player. I think he's the best cornerback in Bears history.
Let's get it. Let's go be in a hip pocket.
14-yard line, eye left there, 0 for 6 on third down. Orlovsky, the takeaway, throws the slant off the hands of Williams. Intercepted Tillman, left sideline, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Shocked the world today.
Where are they now?
All y'all listening, this is the score, right?
On Sports Radio 670, the score.
Into the line, did the ball come out? It did! It is scooped up by the Bears! Charles Tillman takes it the distance, and Chicago is very much alive!
Brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Go to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app from the App Store now.
Welcome back, everybody, and I can tell you where Charles Tillman is at right now. He's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Our Where Are They Now guest this week is Peanut himself. And Charles, it is great to have you with us. I hope that you and the family and everybody are staying healthy and doing well in these strange times that we're living in. Everybody doing good?
Everybody is healthy. Yeah, man. No complaints. I have zero to complain about. We are healthy. I'm good. My family's good. My daughter, heart transplant, she's good. Everyone's good. We're healthy. We're blessed.
Well, Charles, you are blessed, but come on, you can't be the only guy in the world with nothing to complain about. There's got to be something.
I play in the league. I'm financially stable. I feel bad for a lot of people out there who aren't in the same situation that I am. So trust me, I ain't got nothing to complain about. Team Tillman, we are good. Two thumbs up.
hey, go ahead, Ole.
Go ahead. You got him.
Hey, Charles, with all the kids in the house, how is the e-learning going, man? You got
it's
some energy.
Absolutely
those
terrible.
Kids.
Okay, so I lied. I'm complaining about e-learning.
He set you up, Peanut.
He set you up, Peanut.
You should have told him it was great. It's great. Things are going great.
Yeah. So I got a kid in high school. She's great. She's easy. She's kind of, you know, my younger three. It's not the best. I got 12, 11, and 7, and my 7-year-old is all over the place. E-learning is terrible for a 7-year-old because you expect them to sit on an iPad all damn day and listen to what the teacher has to say. My daughter is rolling around on the ground. She's playing with the dog. She's drawing. She turns off her camera. Like, it's a nightmare. Truly a nightmare. I can't be the only one. Owen, how about you? I don't know. You're the same way, dude.
Hey, Charles, the peanut, my high school boys are like, they got their ear pods in and they're making food at the microwave. I go to talk to them and they pointed their ear pods like they're in class. So they're in heaven, okay? But the four young ones, they're like, hey, Dad, you can't talk to me right now. Even though I'm making, you know, food in the microwave, I'm in class. I'm making pizza. But hey, Peanut, let's get to you, man. I mean, obviously, congratulations on the Hall of Fame nomination. You're more than deserving. I'm sure Pat would agree. One of our favorite teammates of all time. A lot of things about Peanut Pat. What I remember is just watching him on punt return, and he gave effort. It looked like he was giving everything he had in his body on every play. And honestly, I don't know if I ever told Peanut this, but that would get me motivated on the sideline that I better go out there and play as hard as this guy is playing. And Peanut, my first question for you is just, Who influenced you to play like that, and who was your influences early in your career in the NFL?
I think just the coach that I would have, the coach would always say, you got to give your best effort, and only you can control effort. You might win, you might lose, but effort is the one thing that you can control. And I really tried to, just give it everything I had on punt return. And I think it was pretty successful looking at how Devin and what Devin was able to do. Someone who I really enjoyed watching as a kid was Barry Sanders. And I've never played tailback, but hence the nickname Peanut. I was a small kid growing up, and he was a smaller running back. I really enjoyed his skill set and how he ran the ball. Now, I was never blessed to play offense or play running back, but I just really enjoyed how he ran the ball and how he was just so skillful, and he was just explosive. And then when he used to shake people and break ankles, like, that's what I aspired to do, but I never really did that.
Oh, and I'm glad you asked him about the special teams, because I never asked you, Charles, that Dave Tobe, did he have to beg you to be on punt return? Because, I mean, that's, you know, we were lucky to have you in that meeting room with us, you know, being a starter and who you are and how great of a player you were. That was an influence to all of us looking over and like, oh, man, we get Charles Tillman to help us out. But did Tobe have to beg you, or is that something you wanted
to
do?
No, I think when I was on it as a rookie, they just left me on it the whole time. So I don't know. I don't know if Dave Tobe just saw something in me, but I don't know. To me, Dave Tobe will go down as the greatest special team coach of all time. He inspired me. He was like, look, we're going to have you go try to block this. Peanut, we're going to single you up. You can block. You're our best blocker. You can. So that was, to me, that's inspiring. And when a coach trusts you to do a job, when your boss, your supervisor tells you, hey, I'm trusting you to do this for the team, like, it's pressure, and you don't want to let that person down. So for me, for him to tell me that and give me that responsibility, I was excited. So I was like, what? You want me to? Okay. Well, then I can't fail. I have to do this. I have to get Devin in end zone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was kind of the mindset that I would have. Then I would try to do my best Olin Kreutz block on my guy, you know.
Well, there was two things. I mean, how many punt blocks did you have? And then what's cool is when you watch Devin, all of his punt returns, you're right there with him, like you said. Like, you were jumping down on his back before everybody else.
I think his success was my success. So that's what made us good, in my opinion. Like, I wanted it. I didn't want it for me. I wanted it for him. Like, that was my mindset. If I do good, he's going to do good. So that was just how I thought, you know. If it's not just, well, I'm going to do this for me and I'm trying to get my contract. And it wasn't just I. It was more of, well, I want this more for Devin. So, you know what, I'm going to sell out and I'm going to give you everything I got so I can get you in the end zone. It was just unselfish play. And I think that's what made us very successful.
Yeah. And let's talk about, you know, playing corner in the NFL. I mean, you came in as a second round rookie and then just made an immediate impact, and everybody knows the peanut punch, right? Everybody knows that. How did that come about?
It happened in college. We played Wolford College one year, and I think one of my coach from high school mentioned something about, he came to a game and he said, hey, you know, you probably could have had X amount of forced fumbles if you would have just punched it out. So his name was Rodney Southern. So I think from that point, like the next season, my sophomore year, I literally just started to, I just started punching out footballs. And then obviously once I got to the league, it carried over. I think my first game we played San Francisco in 2003, I was able to force one out, and it just, I don't know, it kind of just took off from there.
Well, Peanut, since Pat turned into Jimmy Fallon there and decided he was going to ask 500 questions in a row.
I thought you were next, you know, man. You walked away from the microphone.
Me and Hub will try to get in here somewhere. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, hey, Peanut, what did you see? I don't know if you watched the game, but I'm wondering, you know, we're not experts, and we get a lot of questions on the Bears' secondary and the Bears' defense last week when they struggled for a little while through the second, almost to the end of the game when they gave that touchdown, but they almost gave the touchdown. Swift dropped it. But what did you see from the coverage, from the defense, and especially from the young cornerback, Jalon Johnson, who looked like he used the peanut punch to punch it out for that interception for Fuller? I mean, I don't know, Pino, man. I said this a couple years ago. I don't know if anybody's affected the game more than you have with causing turnovers and through the 2000s. And now everybody everywhere, when we coach Little League, it's what you teach. When you coach high school, it's what you teach. It's just unbelievable how much you affected the game and impacted the game of football.
Well, I was watching SportsCenter this morning, and they had a segment called Saturday's Best. And it was Marshall, and they were playing App State. And App State guy's running the ball, and a Marshall guy runs behind him, and at the last second punches out the ball. And he goes, and it was called Saturday's Best Peanut Punch. And I'm saying to myself, like,
should you get paid for that?
I have my own segment on SportsCenter now, and it's called the Peanut Punch. And truly, man, like, that's an honor. Like, the term, oh, you just got mossed. Like, to me, if you've been able to change the game, and whether it be high school, Little League, college, NFL, and everyone's doing this move because of you, and you've changed it, like, that's cool. I think it's cool. And to answer your first question, I think the Bears secondary, I think they'll be okay. I'm not happy with how they're tackling right now and how they overrun the ball. I think they need to – the fits need to be just a little bit better. And the last play, I think that was a blown coverage. But it was only week one. We didn't have any preseason games. I'll give everybody a week to 2 weeks to get out all the, you know, to work out all the kinks in the system. By week three, everybody should be full force, meaning full stride as the season continues.
Hey, Charles, I'm curious now, and I'm guessing I know the answer. I'm not sure it would be your style, but did you or your agent, anybody ever look into trying to trademark or copyright Peanut Punch?
You're about 5 years too late. I tried. I tried that. So, to answer your question, I tried to patent the mark, the name, the move, but I was unsuccessful. I feel like I should have did it the first time, the first force fumble, Peanut, my nickname, and the punch. Let's just trademark it right now. But no, I tried it, was unsuccessful, unfortunately.
Does somebody else have it, or they wouldn't let you put a trademark on something like that?
No, I believe Hershey owns a trademark, believe it or not. They own that trademark. I tried, but yeah, unsuccessful. Damn Hershey.
Yeah, we got to start a movement here, guys. We got to see if we can get that back for Peanut. That's not right. Hershey's doesn't need it.
they don't need it. They can show me some love. Come on now, man. But yeah, it's good, man. Y'all like y'all little show. Y'all, you know, Pat, Ola, y'all got a little chemistry going on. You know, it's like Trey Aikman, Joe Buck over here.
But we got one fan. We got one fan.
Hey, man, y'all got more fans than that.
Hey, Peanut.
I like this.
Peanut, Hub's on the show too, you know. I mean, it's not just me and Pat's show.
I'm just the traffic guy.
Hub, I apologize. I'm just talking about former players. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah, but is our show, do you like our show better than Lawrence's, or is it kind of the same?
You put me in a pickle on that one. I like Lawrence too, you know. But see, Lawrence does it solo. You guys got – it's a difference, you know what I'm saying? You got the Batman, the Robin. Well, how about who's Batman and who's Robin between the two of y'all?
I'm not wearing a Robin costume, Hope Peanut. I tell you that one. I ain't wearing it. Might have to go with two Batmans.
Oh, we got two Batmans. Okay. Well, I like it, man. I like the style. Hub, you good too.
Charles, I appreciate it, man. I am just here to keep everybody. You know, I'm the traffic light. That's all. It's green and red.
I'm just glad Pat let us back in the show. I didn't know what happened there for a little while.
So, well, yeah, my only critique is, Pat, you know, let Olin ask two more questions. Ask one less.
He's got them. I'm pointing Charles, out right now on Zoom.
We're going to have to let you roll in a couple of minutes, but I got to ask you before we let you go, man. It's been a few years now. Do you miss it? I mean, on one hand, I've talked to a lot of guys about this, and you certainly feel better on Monday morning, I'm sure. But right. Other than that, having played it as long as you did and as well as you did, do you ever think, man, if I could get back out there one more time?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think for me, I only got 38 interceptions. And if I would have got to 40 interceptions, I would have been the only person to have 40 interceptions and 40 fumbles, the 40-40 club. So for me, that's my biggest regret, the two interceptions that I didn't get. And I always say, man, if I could just get two interceptions, if they would give me one phone call, I would go out there. I would jump every route. I might get burned every time. I'm going to get them two picks. I'm jumping everything. I look at Josh McCown. Josh McCown is 40-something. He's still going strong. Like, oh, my goodness. I want to be the next Josh McCown, but as a corner at 40.
So are there a couple specific plays where you pop up in bed at the middle of the night and you remember the one that got away?
No, I'm not having nightmares or anything like that. I just know when I watch the game, I'm like, here's the – oh, my – look, I'm reading. You know, Vance Beffer used to say, the play is talking to you. You just got to see it. And you just got to listen. And I'm looking at plays and how they're developing. I'm like, oh, sink. He's going to run across the middle. Look at this. God dang it. I got that pink. Son of a So, yeah, that's kind of what I tell myself now. But, you know, as they say, as you get older, you get wiser. I wasn't that smart when I played. I probably would have had the picks.
Charles, we really appreciate the time this morning, man. It's great to hear that everything is going well with the family. And if you don't mind, we'll probably call you a few more times because we could visit forever. But right now, I know you've got your Sunday morning duties to take care of. We've got to go pay some bills. Thank you so much for joining us on Where Are They Now? And we hope everything continues to go great for you.
Hey, man, y'all stay healthy. I'll see y'all later. Thanks for letting me, have this conversation. Y'all be good, gentlemen.
That is Charles Peanut Tillman, one of the all-time great Chicago Bears, one of the all-time great Chicago people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.